now 5:45, the posted time for the Mesa City Council meeting of Monday, April 16th, 2007. I'd like to welcome everyone. We have traditionally started our council meetings with an invocation. Tonight, that will be led by Dr. Blair Mays of the Community Church of New Thought, and then we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance. Is Dr. Mays here this evening? Please, would you come forward? And then the Pledge of Allegiance today is going to be, we're going to have two gentlemen, Kyle and Matthew Farabee will lead us in the pledge. So please stand.
Closing our eyes for just a few moments, we allow our minds and our hearts, our whole beings, to be further open, receptive, responsive, and obedient to the intelligence and the wisdom of our Heavenly Father. So we give thanks that through all that is shared here this evening, the observations, the comments, all that is important for the betterment of the citizens in the city of Mesa, we do give thanks that the infinite wisdom and intelligence of God moves freely and orderly through each one, that indeed that which is for the highest good of the Mesa citizens is established. And for this we are grateful. Amen.
Kyle and Matthew, you want to come forward? Do this pledge.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They usually go around and show a few Boy Scouts so that your parents know that you showed up if they're not with you this evening, so great. The next item is the presentation of the 2006 Spirit of Mesa Awards. And this is going to be presented by Carrie Kent, who is the Neighborhood Services Director. And please, Carrie.
Great. Thank you, Mayor and City Council. This year, the Neighborhood Services Department received 19 nominations for the Spirit of Mesa Neighborhoods Awards. The efforts to improve Mesa neighborhoods as outlined in these applications are exceptional. I'd like to thank our panel of judges, which include from Mesa Public School, Kathy Burice, from Mesa Leadership, Afton Zapata and Carol McGuire, Neighborhood Leaders, Nick Camelon and Terry Benelli, and City of Tempe staff, Gina Carter. This year, I'd like to present four awards in the areas of Neighborhood Excellence and the Virginia Lam Award for Outstanding Leadership. The first award I'd like to present is the Neighborhood Public Safety Award. Comité de Familias, led by Carmen Guerrero, is located in Northwest Mesa. A block watch program was formed in an effort to fight criminal activity that was occurring in their neighborhood. Through the active participation of the residents and cooperation with the Mesa Police Department, this neighborhood was able to reduce calls for service from 30 to 3 calls per service per month. Vice Mayor Walters and I would like to present the 2006 Neighborhood Public Safety Award to Carmen Guerrero, representing Comité de Familias in District 1. Our next award is for neighborhood beautification. Dartmouth Trace is a community of 118 condominiums located near Dobson and University. The neighborhood received a grant to plant low watering plants and to provide other landscaping at the front entrance of their neighborhood. This collaboration led to a neighborhood holiday party, increased attendance at the association board meetings, and interest in applying for future grants. Vice Mayor Walters and I would like to present the 2006 Neighborhood Beautification Award to Marianne Levin, representing the residents of Dartmouth Trace in District Number 1. Our next award is in the category of Neighborhood Events and Community Building. I'd ask that Councilmember Summers assist me in presenting this award. Oh, hello there.
You're quick.
The Villages of East Ridge is a 900-home community located near Baseline and Crisman Road. The judges praised the Women's Association of the Villages of East Ridge for their three separate programs, a $500 scholarship made available to high school seniors, a weekly summer reading program, and a holiday concert and lighting program. Councilmember Summers and I would like to present the 2006 Neighborhood Events and Community Building Award to Holly L. Jets, President of the Women's Association of the Villages of East Ridge in District Number 6. Our next award is the Margie Frost Neighborhood Advocacy and Organization Award. The Casamia neighborhood, led by Michelle Ortiz, is located near Baseline and 82nd Street. The neighborhood is being recognized for the development of a monthly newsletter and for partnering with numerous city departments, including the Neighborhood Services and Transportation Departments, on a number of activities. Casamia's futures plans includes landscaping and house painting projects, speed hump installation, and a block watch. Councilmember Summers and I would like to present the 2006 Margie Frost Neighborhood Advocacy and Organization Award to Michelle Ortiz, who's representing the residents of Casamia in District Number 6. I'd like to accept this on behalf of Michelle Ortiz, who could not be here tonight. Okay. Next, I'd like to ask, I bet he's down here already, Councilmember Jones, hello, to assist me in presenting the Virginia Lamb Outstanding Individual Leadership Award. Bev Tittle-Baker is being recognized for her ability to get others involved, her work as a tireless volunteer, and for being a role model to others. In 1994, she founded the Community Asset and Resource Enterprise, or CARE, partnership, a grassroots organization that brings together individuals and organizations that share their time, knowledge, and resources to improve the life conditions of others. Bev remains active in her Water Tower Improvement neighborhood, and in 2006, Bev received national recognition as one of 10 recipients of a National Robert Wood Johnson Community Health Leadership Program Award for her work in establishing and developing the CARE partnership. Councilmember Jones and I are pleased to present the Virginia Lamb Award for Outstanding Neighborhood Leadership to Bev Tittle-Baker from Council District Number 4. Through their commitment and dedication, these award winners have improved the quality of life and sense of community within their neighborhoods and truly are an inspiration for all of us to get involved in our neighborhood. Thank you.
The next item is taking action on the consent agenda items. We'll go ahead and read those into the record.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 4A, take action on liquor license for Las Sendas Elementary School PTO for a one-day charitable event. Item 4B, take action on liquor license for Anthology Incorporated for a one-day charitable event. Item 4C, take action on new restaurant license for Native New Yorker, 1947 South Signal Butte Road, number 101. Item 4D, take action on new restaurant license for Taqueria Kahame, 356 East University Drive. Item 4E, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriners Club for a one-day shareable event for April 18th. Item 4F, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day shareable event for April 19th. Item 4G, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day shareable event for April 25th. Item 4H, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day shareable event for April 26th. Item 4I, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day charitable event for April 28th. Item 4J, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriners Club for one-day charitable event for May 3rd. Item 4K, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day charitable event on May 4th. Item 4L, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day charitable event for May 10th. Item 4M, take action on liquor license for Apache Wells Shriner Club for a one-day charitable event for May 17th. Item 5A, take action on contract for 3 replacement vehicles, $63,405.63. Item 5B, take action on 3-year supply contract for replacement traffic signal controllers, $236,429.95. Item 5C, take action on renewal of supply contract for magnesium anodes, $30,000. Item 5D, take action on contract for IT infrastructure improvements, fiscal year 2006-2007, $1,350,519. Item 5E, take action on contract for replacement microwave equipment, $31,546.94. Item 5F, take action on contract for criminal database systems, $401,907.52. Item 5J, take action on contract for replacement carpeting at the main police station, $218,649.43. Item 5K, take action on contract for replacement carpeting at the East Mesa Service Center, $39,305.65. Item 5L, take action on contract for CAP Water Treatment Plant Access Control System, $340,100.20. Item 5M, take action on contract for 14 light and heavy duty vehicles, $598,847.97. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for May 7th, amending Mesa City Code pertaining to traffic modifications. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for May 7th, zoning case Z07-14, 5200 South Sossaman Road for Williams Gateway Airport Development Master Plan. Item 6C, introduce ordinance for May 7th, zoning case Z07-24, 8000 East Thomas Road for subdivision. Item 7B, take action on resolution for issuance of improvement bonds for Chrisman Business Park. Item 7C, take action on resolution for extinguish a public utilities and facilities easement at 2737 South Ellsworth Road. Item 7E, take action on resolution to execute amendment number 7 to the water service subcontract. Item 7F has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 8A, take action on ordinance for sale and purchase of natural gas. Item 8C, take action on ordinance, zoning case Z07-20, 3300 South Power Road for self-storage facility. Item 8D, take action on ordinance, zoning case Z07-21, 457 South Higley Road for medical office complex. Item 8F, take action on ordinance, zoning case Z07-23, 8000 East Thomas Road for rezone. Item 8G, take action on ordinance, zoning case Z07-25, 2725 North Ogden Road for 3 office warehouse buildings. Item 10A, take action on subdivision plat, Mountain Horizons Unit 10, 11000 East Ray Road. Item 10B, take action on subdivision plat, Mountain Horizons Unit 12, 5300 South Signal Butte Road. Item 10D, take action on subdivision plat, Harris Crossing, 1600 East Hermosa Vista Drive. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any requests to pull any items that were read?
No, Mayor, the record can stand as read.
Okay. I will then entertain a motion for approval of the consent. I have a motion by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval. There's no discussion by council. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. So consent agenda is approved as read. First item on the agenda is going to be item 3A, and this is to conduct a public hearing on a minor general plan amendment. This is for the 10,400 block to the 10,700 block of East Southern Avenue, South Side, located at the southwest corner of Southern Avenue and Signal Butte Road. It's 110 plus or minus acres. This is a minor general plan amendment from mixed-use employment to regional commercial and high-density residential dwelling. High density, 15 plus dwelling units per acre. This request will allow the development of a regional commercial shopping center with associated residential, office, and hotel uses. Do have one request to speak under the public comment period, and this is the applicant, Robert. How do you say your last name?
Pizzorno. It's like delivery, but Pizzorno.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
Robert Pizzorno with the law firm of Buse Gilbert, 4800 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 6000, Scottsdale 85251. Essentially, I will be very brief, but I wanted to touch on a few points. As you mentioned, it's a shift to regional commercial and high-density residential, and this meets the city's goals for general plan amendments. We think it's a great project. It's had nothing but strong support all the way through the process, and in the interest of time, I'll be more than happy to answer any questions if they exist.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we'll,
thank you.
This is a companion case, 3B, and then also 8E are also tied into this, so. Any questions by council? Any other requests to speak?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Did anyone come to address the council on this public hearing? All right, I'm going to go ahead and then close the public hearing comment portion, and we'll take item 3B, which is take action on the following resolution, which is the same minor general plan amendment to 07-02. And I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. Any council discussion? Okay, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The next item would be on page 6, if you have a agenda there with you. And I'm going to read off three different items. That's 5G, 5H, and 5I. And all three of these, I've been informed by staff, have some asphalt construction related issues to them, and I have a company that I lease trucks to that is in that business, so I will declare that as a potential conflict and refrain from discussion or voting on these items. Vice Mayor?
Thank you, Mayor. Item 5G is Desert Wells number 21 drilling phase. This project will drill a new well to expand the city's water supply capabilities and system reliability in the southeast portion of the Desert Well zone. It's recommended that the award go to Zim Industries for a total award of $1,073,660.50. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right. Is there any council discussion on this item or desire for action? I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Whalen. Any further council? Yes, Mr. Rawls, please. Okay. Any discussion on this? All right, seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest. Item 5H is Neighborhood Street Lighting Area 1, CDBG number 8739, Main Street to Broadway Road, William Street to Gilbert Road. It's recommended that the award go to Brook Brothers Utility Contractors for a total award of $493,650.30. This project is funded with community development block grants that we get from the federal government. Do I have any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, I have a motion for approval from Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. Item 5I is 2006-2007 street reconstructions. This project includes more than 90,000 square yards of asphalt pavement reconstruction and pavement overlay. It includes a number of streets, and it is recommended that the award go to Aiken Gardner Engineering for a total award of $2,687,207.60. Do I have any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Just a quick comment on my part. Some of this is coming, I'm assuming, as a result of the sales tax that was passed by the voters last year in order to do these street reconstruction projects. I'm looking at you, Mr. Friedline. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Vice Mayor.
Okay, I've been asking for us to highlight the fact that we are using those dollars as were voted on by the approved by the voters, and I just want to make sure that we're talking about that. I know it's in the transportation operating budget, but if we could note where that's coming from, Mr. Brady, I think that would be useful for people to know that we are using it as they voted on it. All right, any further council discussion on this? Seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. Mayor, back to you.
Okay. The next item is on page 9. We are on 7A, and that is an item that has to do with the Mesa Town Center. And because I have owned business some property down there that would be subject to this assessment, I also have to declare a conflict on this item and refrain from discussion and voting.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Whalen?
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Upon the advice of the city attorney, I'm also going to declare a conflict of interest. And the reason for that is that I have businesses of my security company that are located in the town center. Thank you.
This is setting May 21st, 2007 as the public hearing date on the proposed final assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228. The proposed final assessments for fiscal year 2007-2008 do not include any rate increases. This district was established to provide enhanced municipal services for the Mesa Town Center. I have a, are there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote then? The motion carries with 5 ayes, the mayor and Councilmember Whalen abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. On page 10.
Okay. On page 10, the item that is up is 7D. And this is an agreement that the city manager will execute with Police Construction, Inc. That's PCI, spelt differently. And Police is in the asphalt construction business. They're a customer of mine and have been for years, so I'll declare that as a potential conflict and, again, refrain from discussion and voting on this item. Vice Mayor?
Thank you, Mayor. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement with Police, that's PULICE Construction Incorporated, for the closure of McDowell Road for 4 months during the construction of the Red Mountain Freeway. Mesa will receive approximately $263,330 for rental of the roadway during that period of time. Are there requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
Okay. Councilmember Griswold, this is your district. Did you have any comments on this?
The neighbors were brought to them. The original project was 14 months of sporadic closures and tearing down a bridge going over the canal there. If you've ever seen a bridge being torn down while you're still running traffic across it, it gets to be a little more challenging on safety. So they went to the residents and said, we can make the pain quick or we can make it along. Which would you rather do? And they chose the 4 month when school was out and rerouting the traffic through Los Angeles. So either way, it's not going to be a pretty sight for 4 months, but at least it'll be over with fairly quickly. So I think 6 months from now, we'll all be glad. During the next 4 months, we won't be that sure about it. So.
Thank you, Councilmember Griswold. We have a motion for approval by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Councilmember Griswold. Is there any further council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
The next item is 7F. That's to grant the sale of Park Place Center, located at 51 through 55 East Main Street. This is land is considered as excess city property and is no longer needed. The sales price is $1,800,000. And Councilmember Rawls?
Thank you, Mayor. I'm all in favor of selling this piece of property. I'm all in favor of the city getting rid of excess property. I think the $1.8 million is a fair price. What bothers me is that we are imposing deed restrictions on this property, which it may sound good now, but deed restrictions that run with the land last forever, and you never know what you're screwing up down the line. And so I wish the city could get used to letting go of the control of the property that they own and once they sell. I actually think that the benefits of this outweigh the adverse consequences of the deed restrictions, but so I am going to vote yes, but I wanted to make that statement at the public hearing that I think we should get in the habit of doing these without deed restrictions.
Okay. Any other comments? Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I just wanted to comment on why I'm supporting this with the deed restrictions, and I appreciate the comments that were made by Mr. Rawls. The residents of Mesa have invested more than $90 million of money from the quality of life tax that they passed back in 1998 in order to build the Mesa Arts Center. Many, many things were done with the quality of life tax, but that may be the most visible thing. People frequently don't know that we hired 120 police officers and the over 60 firefighters and all of those things, but they do see the Arts Center. And we control this land right now, and I think we have an obligation to protect that asset of the art center that was built by the sales tax of the residents of Mesa. And so I support that. I don't, you know, and people hear me saying this all the time, I just don't think that we should have a payday loan store sitting in front of the Mesa Art Center. I think it's inappropriate. So there are many, many uses that are permitted through these deed restrictions, many different kinds of fine uses that could occur. But there are some, such as sexually oriented businesses, that are prohibited. So I think that that's an appropriate step for us to take, and I will be supporting this. And I move for approval.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Walters, second by Councilmember Jones for approval. Any other council discussion? Okay, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item would be on page 11. This is item 8B. This is zoning case Z07-17, District 2. The 1744 South Val Vista Drive, located south of US 60 Freeway. On the west side of Val Vista Drive, it's 66 plus or minus acres. It's a council use permit that we're discussing this evening. And this council use permit would allow the development of freeway monument sign for Dana Park Village Square. All right, I do have one request to speak. Robert Zarno.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Robert Pizzorno with Buse Gilbert again. Just here to answer any questions. Also with me is Vince DiBella, if any technical questions that you might have. Once again, we think this sign's a great amenity. It's a unique freeway sign that will, I think, be a benefit as opposed to any other type of glaring, garish sign that may exist out there. So be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Councilmember Whalen.
Are you prepared to tell us who the new tenants of that project are going to be yet, or is that still in negotiation?
It's still being worked out.
Thank you. Thought I'd try to get a sneak preview there.
Right. Quality. That's who's coming in.
Are there any other requests to speak on this item?
I have none, but Mayor.
I'm going to be voting in opposition to the freeway landmark signs, just to be consistent. I think you've probably done one of the best signs I've seen. If I was going to allow for the height restriction to be kind of opened up, I think we made a mistake on the very first one we did by allowing something just under 100 feet, and that project never was built, but it opened up the floodgates, in my opinion, for lots of other freeway landmark signs. And I think that the business should pick a location that has visibility if they want it, and not necessarily have to rely on, in some cases, almost approaching 100-foot signs along our freeway. I kind of enjoy my commute home and would rather not have the distraction. So that's why I'm going to be consistent and vote against this. Any other? Councilmember Griswold.
I think if we want modern, financially solvent developments in our community, we're going to have to do differently than the old painted signs that we've allowed in our past. So I think allowing freeway corridor signs along just certain areas in our town, that you can see it. You know, some of our areas are 40 feet below the freeway. We allow 20-foot high signs. That doesn't seem to really be conducive to attracting good development and business. So I think this is an exceptionally good, we were hoping by passing the monument signs, this is the kind of development we'd get, and I think you've given it to us, so thank you. Now you'll be the new model of what we would like to see, so thank you.
Okay, any other comments? I have a motion by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval. Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, with myself, Mayor Hawker, voting nay. All right, next up would be on page 12. That is the companion case to the public hearing. That's 8E. Again, that's the 10,400 block to 10,700 block of East Southern Avenue, located at Southern Avenue and Signal Butte, the southwest corner. 110 plus or minus acres. This request will allow the development of a regional commercial shopping center with associated residential, office, and hotel uses. It comes with a unanimous approval of 6-0 from the planning and zoning. It was not on consent because we had the public hearing earlier. Is there any request to speak on this item?
I have none, Mayor.
All right, I have a motion by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval. Any council discussion? Would you please vote? Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item is on page 13. This is taking action on the following recommendations from the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. The first is a request by Tierra Verde Land Management LLC for water and wastewater services outside the city limits at the southwest corner of East Main Street and South 97th Street. All right, and Councilmember Jones.
Yes, I have a revolt conflict, and just to play it safe, I'm going to declare a conflict on this issue.
All right, so noted. We had some discussion downstairs as far as a potential for a delay or a postponement to look at the another community's model of doing annexations that this council might want to discuss and maybe embrace. What would be the impacts on doing that to the applicant here under 9A?
Mayor, if I might, my understanding from speaking to the applicant is that they are agreeable to a short delay while council considers whether to adopt the Glendale model or review the Mesa's annexation policy. If you'd like to speak to Mr. Welker, I think he might confirm that.
Mayor, council members, we're not objectionable at all to being annexed, and actually had tried to be annexed early on and was not able to be so. Our concern is that this has been quite a lengthy process for us to get to this point, and while we know you would probably act as quickly as you could to try to resolve this new methodology one way or another, we're concerned that we could get stuck in the breach. There is a claim that was filed that has a limitation to how long that claim is valid, and there's also a concern by the owner of the property, who I do not represent, that claim could expire while the council was working on that. So while we would be open to a short continuance of very short, I don't know how to define that any better.
Okay. Can you address the timing on the claim? Can we make sure that that's wavered so that during this discussion it doesn't come up if it does?
Yes, Mayor. I've already talked to Mr. Welker about that, and we've agreed to that. And I will correct what I said downstairs, that I thought it was barred. It's not. It has been told, but we are waiting, and we were trying to resolve it, and that's why it was told. I've already agreed with Mr. Welker that we will extend it again if council wants to bring this back. Speaking to Mr. Brady, I think we're going to try and bring this discussion to the council next Thursday, April 26th.
Excellent. And told is a legal term meaning?
Continued or extended.
Thank you.
Mayor, just for my clarification so I can explain properly to those who are not here tonight interested in this item, if when it's brought back to you and the council's not able to reach, if the council was not able to reach a quick decision, would we be able to revisit a vote on this issue?
I would say so. We would continue to a date certain would be my suggestion, but again, this is kind of a late hour approach to this. I was just trying to find something that I would be more comfortable with, because I was going to vote against both of these. The merits of the cases are pretty strong, but the merit of also having the annexations and finally getting over that hurdle and letting properties that want to come into the city, give them that opportunity and not fighting up against what we thought was a state law that didn't allow it. But there are other communities that are doing similar annexations to this property. And I wanted to explore that a little bit more to see if we could maybe speed up our process and not have a lot of some properties block somebody else that wants to come in, which I think is the case in
appreciate that, Mayor, and we would certainly hope that that happens. We would like to be annexed, and we intend to build this to the city standard. It's just, again, because of how long we've been in. And I just throw out for you, our notion was, I don't know how legally enforceable it is, because I'm practicing law without my proper credentials, but we would stipulate, if approved tonight, that we would annex as soon as the city agreed to that. We would so stipulate, if you wanted to make that a condition of approval tonight, That would get us moving forward, and we would annex the second you made that available to us.
Right, and we've had some legal opinions that that doesn't go with the land or may not be enforceable at a future date, but I do appreciate that comment.
Mayor?
Yes.
Maybe one recommendation would be, just for the applicant on this point, right now, our current rules don't allow us to annex the property under this current condition, but in anticipation the council may seek to do it a different way, it may be helpful to have a request from the applicant seeking annexation on the front end too, so that we don't lose any time as we move forward, if the council, I'm not trying to presume anything, move forward, yeah.
I appreciate that, thank you very much.
Tom? I guess that's my concern, if this policy that we're talking about, if we were to change our policies, that's something that we would have to formally adopt as a council resolution or ordinance?
No, my recollection, and first let me start, it's not an ordinance, so it will not require an introduction and an adoption. And my recollection, and John, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's not even a resolution, it was adopted just as a policy.
So it's something we could do at study session then on the 26th?
On the 26th, that's correct.
Okay. Then that's great, but then would we withhold approval of the water and wastewater while he goes through the annexation process?
Yes.
Which could be another, how long would that process take? Because that has to be noticed and have a public hearing and all that good stuff.
It does take some time. Just running quickly through it in my head, there's a 30-day period when we first get the application before we can hold the public hearing, and the petition gets signed after that 30-day period.
Right.
In this case, with one property owner, that can go fairly quickly. Then we come back with the introduction of the ordinance and then the actual adoption of the ordinance. So we're talking a couple of months minimum to get through that process.
Right. It sounds to me like we're looking at 90 days or more to get the annexation in place. And if I think what I would be comfortable doing is if they have an application in, we continue this to the May 7th meeting. If we get an application in, we approve the change in the 26th. Then we can act in good faith on the 7th that they're going to annex in. I don't, because if we don't change our rules, then we ought to vote on this up or down on May 7th. If we do change our rules, there's no reason in the world we wouldn't do this because they're going to be in the city. So,
Mayor, Councilmember Rawls, my only point would be unless they withdraw their annexation application. So there's bit of time
then
delay.
Let me just say that I won't support a continuance that puts them off 3 or 4 months.
Mayor.
If that's what we're talking about, then I won't support that tonight. Right.
And if I got to come in like token, if the applicant tells me that they're going to fulfill the and do the annexation, I'll go ahead and concur and vote it even before that. Right.
Yep. Well, I can guarantee you. So if that would work for tonight, that's great.
And it's just one option. I don't know if there's concurrence yet or not. We really haven't had that discussion.
Okay. So. I'll sit back and wait to hear that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mayor, if I could, though, certainly. Depending on how you go, if I could reserve the right to come back and...
Please.
Thank you.
Yes. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I'll move that we continue this case to the May 7th. Is it May 7th? Is that the date?
May 7th, yes.
May 7th, City Council meeting.
May 7th.
Right, that's the motion, and there's a second discussion.
Assuming that this passes, then on May 7th, when this comes back, what do we have? Do we have to deny this case, or can we just take it off the agenda?
On May 7th?
Yes.
On May 7th, it will come before you, and I think the issue will be if the council has changed its policy, and if Mr. Welker commits that he's going to go ahead and annex, your question then would be, do you want to go ahead and approve this and then trust them that they're going to come into the city and continue the annexation process?
Okay, so we'll have that discussion on the 7th and the study session before that. I like this idea of annexing. It solves a lot of issues, and one in particular is when we provide water outside of our city limits, it's very difficult to shut it off if they decide later on not to annex into the city. And by not annexing into the city, we lose state shared revenue. Those are dollars that go to the state, and the state then provides those back to the cities, which we use to fund police and fire services. And in this particular case,
the annual estimate is just about $26,000 a year. Well, you add that up property to property, the city could lose some substantial money. So we have a lot of requests before the Utilities Committee to provide water outside the city limits, but up until now, there's not been any opportunity for those folks to annex unless they were directly adjacent to city property or city of Mesa border. So I would agree with the continuance, and I look forward to the discussion about the new annexation policy.
Vice Mayor.
What's the cost for pulling annexation papers?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, the annexation fee is $250 if you're less than 5 acres and $500 if you're 5 acres or more. So it's
At what point in time do you pay that?
At the time of application. However, okay. In this case, if he does want to file a little bit early and then you discuss your annexation policy, we'll work with him on the
okay.
application.
That's what, that's kind of what I was getting to, whether he should wait. But you know, my encouragement would be either to do it tomorrow, but if there's a fee, then wait. But Thursday, Friday morning, whatever.
Tom. Again, from my perspective, as long as you, if we change the policy after April 26th, as long as you file the application and pay the fee sometime between the 26th of April and the 7th of May, that'll be satisfactory to me. So I think it'd be better not to do it until after April 26th.
I make sure I understand. You think I should wait, or?
I would wait until April 27th. Find out whether we change our policy.
I'm with you.
But that still gives you 7 and 4 days, so that still gives you 11 days to file the application, pay the fee, demonstrate your good faith to us, and then we can demonstrate our good faith back to you on the 7th.
I'm not concerned about the fee. It's my intelligence level to fill that application out, but I'll get assistance if
Well, you can start now. Just don't file
it. I'll get started early. Get started early. Also, just to throw out for your consideration, mm-hmm. what would also be helpful in concerning to the timeline is Mr. Friedlein points out, we're not going to need the water and sewer tomorrow. We've got to go through a significant approval process. What would be helpful is we were preparing to submit to the county because we did not believe we could be annexed. If it's possible, we would like you instead to begin the process with the city. We're dead serious about agreeing to annex, and we'd like to go ahead and just start the process with the city to have our project reviewed. We committed to building to the city standards and paying all the normal fees, and so if the city could accommodate that.
You want to respond?
Yeah, Mayor, I think as long as the 26th we meet and the council's policy changes it to enable them to annex, we'd be more than glad to take Mr. Welker's permit fees and plans.
Gratefully, it's not my fees. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, we have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters for continuance to May 7th, seconded by Councilmember Griswold. Any other discussion by council? All right, would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention by Councilmember Jones because of a potential conflict on this item. All right, let's move on to 9B. And I would, this is a request by Rick Johnson for water service outside the city limits on the northeast corner of Oasis Street and 79th Street. And this is coming with the committee's recommendation of 3-0. Again, these are utility recommendations from the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee.
Mayor, my understanding is Mr. Johnson is in agreement with following through on the 26th to look at the policy, and if the policy changes, he's in agreement. And if it doesn't, I think we probably need to possibly continue this.
Okay. Discussion on this one? Councilmember Griswold, any questions?
Just a question, Mr. Friedlein. You'd worked out, he lives in an area with a lot of dirt roads, a minimalistic road construction. If he joined the city and annexed in, is it going to increase his costs, or is he the same group of costs that he agreed to, would that follow him into the city?
Mayor, Councilmember Griswold, my understanding is he was already in agreement to paying in lieu fees for half street improvements.
Okay, there wouldn't be any additional ones by annexing then?
No, there would not be.
Okay, I just wanted to verify that and let him know what he was getting into before he knew. And Is he agreeable, we might ask, to wait? Okay.
So yes.
Thank you.
All right. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I'll move that we continue this item to the May 7th council meeting.
Okay. Have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers. Discussion? Seeing none, would you please vote? Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes for the continuance to May 7th. Where are we at? 14.
C.
All right, the next item is on page 14, item 10C. This is the sanctuary on Higley. This is the 5225 East ENID.
Enid.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one. Enid Avenue, south side, located north and east of Southern Avenue and Higley Roads. This is 26R2 BIZ townhome lots. And Councilmember Jones.
Yes, I will be abstaining because of possible conflict.
All right. Have a motion for approval by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Summers for this subdivision plat. Any discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, with Mr. Jones abstaining because of potential conflict. The last item is item number 11, items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
Yes, we do, Mayor. We have 2 speakers. The first one is Frank Elger.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. My name is Frank Alger. My address is 1009 North April, Mesa, Arizona, 85203. And I'd like to just give the council an update, a couple things. The Mesa Veterans Parade Association, we did get our incorporation papers. We do have an EIN now, so we are official nonprofit organization. So if anybody wants to donate, we can give a full tax credit for that at this time. We also are having our meeting this Friday. It's going to be in the City Hall, room 170 at 1 o'clock. So if anybody wants to go, if anybody wants to find out what's going on with the Mesa Veterans Parade Association. And then I just want to read a postcard, just a sample of something that we got. All the monies that were left over from the parade this year, actually half the monies that were left over from the parade this year, we donated to send packages to our veterans overseas, our troops overseas. And I do got a real short postcard from one of the units. It says, on behalf of the troops assigned to the 2nd Squadron, 6th Cavalry, thanks for the care packages you sent, but most of all, thanks for your dedicated support to our servicemen deployed in harm's way. We are grateful for your generosity. Regards, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Baker, FOB warrior in Iraq. This is from Army Unit, 2nd Squadron, 6th Cavalry Unit. And this is just a sample of some of the letters that we've received after having sent just a little over 300 packages to the troops overseas. Just want to give everybody kind of an idea of what we're doing with the Mesa Veterans Parade Association, not only just doing the parade, but we're supporting our veterans, our troops in harm's way. And I just want to let everybody know what's going on there. I do want to address Tom Rawls once again. Again, we've got troops overseas. We're supporting them. Again, your lack of respect for our national ensign and the symbol of our nation, I'm still just kind of disappointed in your continuation in doing this. Again, as a leader in our community, our young people, and I teach young people, young Marines and other youth. And they do look to you and the council for leadership and examples. And I do believe, that's my opinion, I do believe that you are setting a bad example for our youth in disrespecting that flag. Thank you.
Next speaker is Jerry Walker.
Mr. Mayor, City Council members, my name is Jerry Walker. I reside at 113 South Ogden Circle in Mesa, 85206. I wanted to let you know that some of the places that we get to serve in our military, places that I've been, I've served in Southeast Asia, in the continental United States, in Africa, the Middle East, Europe, the Indian Ocean, all of these places contain right now men and women who will not hesitate to stand at attention and salute the flag of the United States of America. And I know that you told us the last meeting that this meeting you would have an excuse for us or some kind of a statement prepared. I'd like to hear what it is. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other requests to speak?
None, Mayor.
Okay. Tom?
Thank you, Mayor. Actually, I did, and I decided that our definitions and understanding of what freedom is are so different, it's just not worth the effort.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn. All right, have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, City Council meeting is adjourned.